All right, it might get weird here in a little bit, but this is a perfect opportunity to promote Flip Orley at the Tempe Improv, because this is the kind of stuff, when we're hoisting a midget into a chair, this is often a, watch this, Flip, you're going to love this stuff.
Now, do you get this like on some kind of a internet? Like,
yeah, this is being filmed by, we've got cameras in the room.
Okay.
This is Chewy's day-to-day life. Yeah. We had his toilet lifted 4 feet just to cause all sorts of problems at his house. Chewy, the rock and roll midget, has joined us as our...
The rock and roll anvil.
That's right. And you're wearing a wig because you're playing the part of the ugly girl at the end of the bar at 2 a.m. that will be hit on by our contestants from the Bar Olympics, correct?
Would it be the first time?
No. Has that happened to you before where you're the ugly girl at the end of the bar?
Yeah.
Yeah. You just get taken home.
Some drunk guy just comes and tries to hit on me.
Honestly, how many trunks have you been in?
How many what?
Trunks, like car trunks, where they just shove you in and take you someplace.
That's
like a secondary
location.
I thought
it was a euphemism also.
Yeah. But this is kind of what happens at your show. Although the prize for your show is not as grand.
No, not at all.
We give away a pool table here. We give away a bubble hockey table and a glorious stand-up dartboard from our friend Kevin over here at Prestige Billiards. Do you have a game room?
I don't, but I can now.
Yeah, you can because you're participating. Contact. You get $10,000 from Kevin at his store to shop anywhere you want. Wow. Right, Kevin? Is that – did you see his face just drop? Oh. And Kevin delivers all over the world. So he'll come right out to Louisiana and drop off a glorious it's a pool table he's got. It's got Stasha written on the top of it. You're going
to
love it.
It's tough to beat Flip's place because you just go in the backyard and feed the gators.
Yeah, that is true. Do you have a lot of that?
Well, because I lost the goats in the divorce. and I lost my pool table in the last divorce.
Is that right? Yeah. So you need a new pool table.
I had a Murray and Sons 4.5 by 9.
Is that good? No, he doesn't like it.
I got it at cost.
Oh, is that so good? Does that matter, Kevin? Oh, hold on. I got to get this on. Which one is he? I don't even know which one Kevin is. Is that on?
Check.
There he is. There I go. Say it again, Kevin.
It's not as great because it didn't come from us, but
I'm
just...
Oh, wow.
No, well, I guarantee I got it before you were born. That's first of all.
It's over 70 years old.
Yes.
Yeah.
Looks terrible.
Man.
My nice God. Day. Yeah,
you
Kevin's
see this,
not.
This
young.
Ashy gray hair popping
yeah.
in?
Yeah. Well, yeah. He's an old man.
Yeah.
Okay, How old was this pool table?
I got it in. Two divorces ago.
That's how your life works.
Yeah.
Your timeline is based on divorces.
So it's just.
They're landmarks.
It has to be. I got it probably about 24 years ago.
Okay.
So just curious, what did she end up selling it for after
no,
she got
No, she still has it in the house that she I lost kept. In the divorce.
It's too heavy to move. I'm talking about your wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, is she
inch
big.
Thick slate.
Yeah.
4.5 by 9 tournament table.
Yeah.
And
it's gone. Would you like another one?
Yeah.
Kevin, hook Flip up.
Yeah. Flip, come to my store today.
He sounds so excited about
today
it.
Today only.
Didn't Kevin sound like he was really involved in this?
He was fully committed.
He was really, really going to help you out.
I'm really going to just like load you in the truck. And we're going right to the store.
Yeah, we'll go right over there. He'll drive you back to the improv
like,
tonight.
You have no idea how much free time I have today.
He's going to hang around your store all day. He might hypnotize you and end up with two of them. But this is the kind of stuff that happens at Flip Show, where people come in and do things, odd things, but you hypnotize them. We have to give things away for this to happen, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I promise people door prizes and then never deliver.
Yeah, because you can hypnotize them right out of wanting one. Yeah. Right? All right. So here's how it works. In just moments, our contestants come in. Let's meet them first. Let's bring them in one at a time.
I don't know where they are.
Oh, they've disappeared. Oh, they all went home.
Gotcha. I sent Jeremy to find them.
We lost them?
How do you...
I think maybe Dale called him down.
Yeah, go get him.
We lost contestants.
I think Toledo's boring them to death.
Yeah, what's going on? He's right there.
Oh, there he is. What the hell are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I told him to wait. We didn't know.
Where? Just wait where? In the
wait
state?
Wait anywhere you want.
Yeah, just wander the state. Just find someplace comfortable and go home, in fact. Just go home and wait there. We'll call you. Well, they were right there a second ago.
They haven't been here yet.
They haven't?
No.
Richard!
They're here.
Flip, I'm so sorry. The show usually runs so much smoother.
Did the last guy show up even?
Yeah, did we get the last guy? Are you paying attention to any of this?
He's on his way.
Well, that doesn't mean he's shown up.
<I know.
laughs> He's on his way. Well, we said, did he show up? The answer was yes or no. Not no, he's on his way. Oh, right. My God.
What
well, maybe
an
we're not
show.
Prepared for this. This is a complete S show. You're absolutely right. Well, anyway, so Flip will be at the...
We'll be back.
Yeah, this is the worst MILF contest we've ever had.
I really should have stolen snacks from the kitchen.
It's not too late. Everybody's in there.
Maybe
right
that's
now.
Where they
well,
are.
Well, here they come, the three of them, and the one guy on his way. So here's the thing. We'll have these people. If that guy doesn't get here, By the time I'm just, he's canceled.
Introductions.
Okay.
8 o'clock was when you're supposed to be here. Here's the introductions. Come
well,
on
to
in
be
here.
Fair to that guy, Toledo called him like 10 minutes ago.
I know. He hasn't been on top of this one at all. All right. We got people in here. Who's first here? Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Jenny.
All right. Jenny, you'll be performing for our friend Flip Orley.
Hi.
People rarely performed for you from a female, right? Usually they're taking. Not performing. That's right. Say
Jenny,
something about yourself.
Okay.
Oh, no. I was going to say, tell us about yourself.
Okay. I am from Phoenix. Mm-hmm. I have two kids.
Okay.
They're 2 and 9 months old.
Okay.
And hi to my husband, Kevin.
Okay. And are you going to do this for Kevin?
Yes. I'm hoping to win for him.
Okay. And if you do, are you going to nag him about what room this goes in?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's your choice on where all this goes.
Oh, I have it picked out.
You know. Is
Absolutely.
It a room you're using currently?
It's an office that we don't use very often.
Okay. What do you do for a living?
I am a stay-at-home mom, but I'm actually an educator. I have my elementary education degree.
Oh, but do you use it?
Well, I was substituting before, but at this point, once my kids are in school, then I will be teaching full-time.
What does your wife, Kevin, do?
My wife, Kevin.
Yeah. Just in case we don't
He's
know.
He's in IT.
Okay.
Okay. Jennifer Crush.
Yes.
What is your maiden name?
Johnson.
Oh, man. Much better.
Yeah.
What an upgrade
I couldn't hyphenate that.
His name is Kevin Crush?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Crush Johnson?
Crush
yeah.
Johnson.
Yeah,
that's right. It's Johnson Crush. I didn't even think of that. Nice. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jennifer Crush.
Yes.
She is the first contestant. Next one I will have is Eric Kraft. Eric, say hello to Flip Orley and Chewy, the ugly girl at the end of the bar.
Hello, Flip. Chewy.
Hello. Hey, how you doing?
Well done. Eric, tell us about yourself.
My name's Eric. 33
All right,
years
thank
old.
You, Eric. That's very nice. That was really well done.
Short and sweet.
Yeah, it's easy. You're 33?
33.
Father?
Here to play, not a father.
Okay, but you want a Father's Day present anyway.
Well, you know, my father's recently retired, so I figure it's time for him to become a pool shark.
All
Maybe
right.
he can
there
stop,
you,
you know,
this is going
stop working
to,
on my
if
house.
If you win, this is a gift for him.
Hey, what else should it be, you know? He deserves it. He deserves
wow.
it.
What a dad's
point.
Your kid's You're not giving you anything for Father's Day.
Okay,
what
well, here's
here.
The question. Where are you going to store it if you win?
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's a good question. I've got the room.
So
I don't know if he even wants it in
his
house.
Yeah,
but
it's an
you know,
offer. It's an offer.
He's
that's
at
like
my house
mama.
Every day anyway, so he's got the keys.
That's right. like
you know
mama
he's not
going to
take
it.
It is.
He knows he's not going to take it. That's why he's offering.
Dad, I bought you a video game.
Eric, well done. Thank you. Now bring in Megan Sports. Megan Sports is here. Megan, how
Hello.
Are you?
I'm awesome.
Now,
how are you?
You are. Tell us about yourself, Megan Sports.
I'm the captain on my dart league or dart team. Sorry, Ooh. We play for a charity league.
That's true.
Yeah, this is definitely going to go towards helping us practice more.
You do? Okay, so you get a dartboard in the house and stuff. That'd be fantastic. Bring the kids over. You start playing the game and get better
exactly.
and better and better. All right. What's the name of your dart team?
We are the funnest group of assholes.
Nice. I see. I like her already. And if you win this, it goes all in your home?
Yes.
Okay. Good thing. All right. There you go. And what do you do for a living? Hold on. I'm not done with you.
Sorry. I work with mosquitoes. I check green pools and drains and all that stuff.
You work against mosquitoes.
Yes. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say.
Yes.
I mean, working with
mosquitoes.
That's
an interesting job.
Yeah. She's really trying to help out. This is how PC the world's gotten. We're trying to advance mosquitoes into the world. All right. Thank you very much. Megan Sports, another. Is that your real last name? It is?
Yes. And you were right when you were talking about it on the radio. People ask me all the time if I like sports, but they tend to repeat my name. You like sports? Megan Sports?
Yeah, you can't help it. Your name is Megan Sports.
Yes, I know
sports.
My name.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
So you
yeah.
hate those people.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
It's you get annoyed with it. And David Jensen, who just ran in the
yes,
door.
Right.
And you just
it.
Woke up, too.
I know. Dick called me, man. I woke up. Sorry. I almost got like pulled over
you
twice on the way here.
You look beat up.
I don't know that
thanks.
I would ever use that phrase ever.
What's that?
Dick called me and I woke up.
Dick called me and I woke up. That's true. All right, so you're here like 5 minutes ago. How far away do you live?
83rd and Union Hills.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And
I'll
you got
be
a call
there
20 minutes ago?
It, well, yeah.
Is your nickname the Wolf?
It's a
Holy cow.
I'll be there in 15.
Yeah.
14, 57 later.
Try to keep up with me.
Yeah.
Holy Moses. So you're all right. You got to take a breath.
Yeah.
You want to drink?
Yeah, it's pounding.
Yeah,
for
I bet
sure,
it
yeah.
is. All right. Tell us about yourself. What do you do when you're not trying to kill people to get to the radio station?
Smash. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. I just got married 6 months ago. I'm a set builder for an event design company.
I don't want any of this.
No, it sucks. I mean, we put on events for big time corporations.
And, oh, okay.
And
nice.
I get no thanks for it.
And
so.
No, and it's a thankless, miserable job you went out of.
Yeah. No, I love my boss, I swear. But it's true.
If you make them look good, you should build this stuff.
All right. That's fantastic. What are you going to do? Are you a father?
No. I made it to 37, no wife, no kids, just got married 6 months ago.
That's
oh,
impressive.
This is the first one?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I heard your story. Yeah. Sorry.
About that, it's true. It happens.
Yeah.
Really? Like you saved yourself?
No. But
he didn't marry everyone he did it with.
I held out for sure. But,
were you ever close to marriage before your 37th birthday?
Yeah. Engaged? I was with a girl for 10 years. I asked her. She said no because I'd ruin her credit score.
What's your credit? What's your credit score? That's my rule.
Oh, no, no. It's building up now. It's 558.
Oh, that's terrifying. It's building up
to
558.
What did you do?
Yeah.
Go down the list, Eric, and find out everybody else's credit score.
700.
I don't know.
760.
Oh, they're good.
That's really good. You're
except
a mess.
For the I don't know.
Hey, what kind of car did you speed in here with?
Dude, a 97 Toyota Camry?
Oh, my God. This guy needs all of this stuff. He's got to sell it for a life.
Four-cylinder.
If you've brought your score up to 570,
yeah,
like from where?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know where it started. I just started going on Credit Karma and, like, they, you know, get a secured credit card and do all that. So I just been going step by step.
Were you in prison or something?
Yeah.
No. No, just
cash only for years.
Brady. No,
there you go.
Cash only all the time. Yeah. So I never had credit.
Yeah,
so
most drug dealers do run their lives that way. That's smart. That's a smart thing to do.
Cash is king.
What have you sold out of your body for cash at any point in your life? Semen, blood.
Nothing. I've taken things into my. No, I'm kidding.
For cash. All right. Well, who hasn't? That's silly.
All right. What a crew.
Is anybody tattooed on your penis?
No,
not
on a horse station, no.
Okay, I guess neither. All right, well, thank you very much. These are our contestants, Flip, and what a group. It's a good group.
So this is a good mix.
I can't pre-choose a winner, right?
No, would you like to? Who's the front runner?
573.
All right, here we go. This is it. Oh, my goodness. Did David get his karaoke song in? It's not written on my list. Oh, he's thinking about it. Well, he just got up, so you got to give him a break for that. All right, let's start it off. The first thing we'll do here, Jennifer Crush is going to come in, and she is going to do this glorious thing where we spin her around, and we have just an insane amount of stuff for them to do in a short period of time and then hit on. So you understand what you're going to do. We're going to spin you around like 7 or 8 times. When you're really dizzy, you run outside, you throw a dart. Eric's going to follow you around with the microphone the whole time. We're going to be going the whole way. Then you chug, courtesy of Jeremy, the oldest intern in the world, you will chug as much of the A&W root beer through a beer bong until it starts to spew out of your face. Then you'll grab the mic.
Huh? Should we do the hot sauce first? Because then that might...
No.
Okay.
God, no.
You are so thoughtful.
He is. Yeah, he's a thoughtful individual. Flip, you're right.
Thanks, Brady. Yeah,
tell him to knock it off. It's terrible. Thoughtfulness, please. And then you'll do the shots. How many you got set up for everybody?
I got one. Everyone... A shot.
What is the shot they're
doing?
We're
going with a little sweet and smoky with the prickly pear ghost.
Okay, and that is from Brady Sauce. You can get it online, bradysauce.com. Right?
Nice.
All right, you might as well do that while you're losing your restaurant. You might as well start
plugging that.
What? Oh, yeah, we're closing it. You can't come. You got your show, but afterwards you can. Brady's shutting down one of his restaurants.
Why?
Money.
You
gotta make money.
It's too successful.
It's just too much.
It's so successful, he can't keep a life.
As the word Flip "why" the was coming out of my mouth, I'm like, "What am I? What?"
Yeah, we're going to hurt him by making him answer that. But it's basically failure.
Yeah,
you know. Okay, so
one we went to is still open.
Yeah.
In 2018, I had a business partner bankrupt two of my businesses.
Yeah,
and my wife left me. So you're still ahead of
the
game.
He's killing, and he's still got his restaurant. And I always say, 8 years running a restaurant, nobody can call that a failure.
And it's amazing if nobody's ever been there. It is absolutely
it's really good.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and evidently nobody's ever been there, so they're shutting it down. So here we go. All right, we're going to start with you, Jennifer, and we're going to get you going. Do you have music for these people, Richard? Do you have anything set up, or should I just get something?
Yeah, you get something.
All right. Thanks. Richard is totally checked.
Do your job.
You do it. I'm not interested in any of this. All right, let me find good music for everybody.
He found my video of me falling off stage.
Very quickly. All right, here we go.
I got to go back to that
Jennifer,
again.
Begin spinning in your circle. You are the first contestant
on the
Bar Olympics with our judge,
good
Flip
technique.
Orley. Now you grab that. Are you dizzy yet? That's not enough spinning.
I'm dizzy.
She's dizzy. Okay, Wander. I don't believe in dizziness there. I like her pants,
more.
Though. Did you see her pants?
Yeah. They're very flowy.
They're red
here we
and black
go. The
leopard.
Dart throw.
How'd she do?
Oh, she got a 9.
Got a 9.
A double 9.
She threw that about as hard as you can throw a dart. All right, down on your knees, lady.
I think
this
she's
is the last time we can say that.
I do like the pants.
Oh, my God. She grabbed that with her hand like she's done this before. In goes the root beer into her mouth. And load it up. Now, her karaoke song is Metallica's Turn the Page. They don't come. Look at her. She's
all
taking
right,
down.
She's going through the 2 liter.
She's gonna do, if she does, she does. Look at this. She is guzzling root beer.
They're going to spew on Brady.
My God.
Wait a minute.
Just a sip.
Look at this root beer intake.
Now we need to
cleanse. Keep going. I want to see how far we can take this. I want foam out of our nose. It's starting to come back. It's starting to. Geez. I want a nostril foam shot. Keep going, Jeremy.
Holy cow.
Wait
a minute.
We have to save root beer for other people.
No, we don't, evidently. We got to watch your root.
We've got other beverages.
There we go. We've lost. It's a big foamy mess. Okay.
Very nice.
That's disgusting. All right. Now you have to do your shot of habanero and prepare for your song, Toledo. Hopefully, you can get it queued up to the beginning. All right,
to the life of sauce.
There you go. Do you have a?
For Kevin.
For Kevin. Kevin, yeah. Crush.
Woo!
All right, here you go, Kevin. There you go. Some hot sauce.
There you go. Nice. Well done.
She is all in.
Yeah, she is really committed to this.
Good for you.
All right, your song's about to begin. It's a Metallica song. You're going to do "Turn the Page," which is the cover of the Bob Seger, if I'm not mistaken. Correct? Yeah. So we'll get that. Toledo will start at any second.
That ghost pepper's kicking.
Is the internet down? Oh, you got to have headphones. There you go. They're on now. There you go.
Root beer all over her boobs.
Yeah, she's got sticky boobs. So we're not allowed to talk. Okay.
On a long and lonesome highway east of Omaha.
We need you to do it like an Indian person.
Listen to the engine. A morning on its note song. You can think about the woman.
Now a Chinaman.
Or the girl you knew the night before.
A Mexican.
Wow.
Chewy judged this part.
But your thoughts will soon be wandering.
What's wrong with that Mexican?
That went off the rails.
When you ride in 16 hours.
Hell, man.
With nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding.
Yeah.
You just wish the trip was through.
All right, one more time, all the way through this next verse, as James Hetfield from Metallica. Here we go.
Yeah! Here I am. Oh, yeah! On the road again.
Have you heard Metallica before?
Here I am. No, first time.
I know. Yeah. All right, well done, everybody. All right, now you got one last chance here, the fifth part, where you have to hit on our ugly girl at the end of the bar. Your best pickup line or something, go try to seduce beautiful Chewy. She's at the end of the bar and she's very lonesome. Flip, you taking all this in?
Oh, more than you can imagine.
Hey, sexy.
Hey.
That's right.
Well, much better.
Get in character. What's the matter with you?
Hey, girl.
Her boobs are like in my face.
That's right. This is part of being picked
this
up.
This is how it works.
Stop it. Stop it.
I saw you walk in tonight.
Oh, yeah?
I see you looking lonely.
You gonna buy me a drink?
I would love to buy you more than that.
Are we gonna go behind a dumpster later, or
that's where Chewy's used to?
I'll upgrade it. Let's go in on the mattress.
Flip's been married behind a dumpster twice.
I'll even invite my husband to watch.
Ooh, no.
All right, there you go. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You've talked to the fat girl at the end of the bar, and there it goes.
Chewette,
nice job,
far.
Jennifer. Crush. You're right. Flip, committed. Committed.
I was very impressed.
Yeah,
that's a strong opener.
Yeah, that's really good. Can we give tickets to the Flip Orley show sometime this weekend to all of our contestants? Is Brad, is that all right? Yeah, Brad's like, I guess. You'll all get a free pool table if you get to.
It is amazing how little power I have at places I work.
Isn't it true?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Brad, that's okay. We can throw a pair. Yeah, a late show.
What do you mean one of the late shows?
Because the other ones are selling out.
How about this? Just last 10 minutes of the Saturday show. We'll just have them stand in the lobby and meet.
They can
Flip
pop
afterwards.
In. Right.
You can only come to my show if you call me an asshole in the first 5 minutes.
That's right, and shout it out.
I walked her out of the room.
The lady that called you
the
name? Yeah. You did. You escorted her right out.
I mean, I didn't get off the stage, but I set the things in motion for her to
you
leave.
You talked her out of
did
the room.
Did you say, why did you call me that?
No, of course not.
Man, I would.
I told her I thought it was a bold assumption this early in the show.
Right. Well, at least you put her in her place.
I didn't tell her she was wrong.
Right.
I just said, like 4 minutes in, like you should have reserved judgment.
You can do that to Flip this weekend at the Tempe Improv as he judges away. Jennifer Crush, our first one. And who's second? We got Eric Kraft.
Whoever you want, Eric Kraft?
Eric Kraft. You come on
Eric.
In here, Eric. You're going to be a part of this now.
For his dad.
For his dad. This Flip. Is for how old is your dad, Eric?
Oh, 65.
Thereabouts. You're in the ballpark of it. When's the last time you spoke to him?
Yes, last night.
All right, how long has he been your dad?
As long as I can remember.
That's very nice. Good. Well, has he been a good dad?
Oh, the best.
Did he used to hit you ever, spank you? How was his discipline?
No, he was a police officer.
So he used to shoot at you.
Yeah, a
lot of tasing.
You know, he made sure that you were doing the right thing, that's for sure.
Okay, you know? Well, there you go. Did you ever have any black friends in the house?
No way.
Yeah, no, the cop that. There's no way. Those kids aren't coming over. Are you kidding me? That's crazy. Tell your dad thank you for being a police officer as
Absolutely.
Well. We're big fans. All right, here you go. Aircraft, begin spinning. You are now contestant number two. Oh, that's a good spin. He's really getting serious about the spinning.
Yeah, he cranked up the spin
quite
a bit.
He got the good spin. All right, he's got his dart. Now get on out there. Throw your dart. Hurry.
Look
Let's
out.
Go. He has to beat
here
the double
go.
Nine. This is for... Everybody's keeping track. Oh,
nice. A 20.
20's got the 20. Come on in here. It's time for the root beer challenge. We trust that Jeremy has cleaned the root beer siphon.
Oh, yeah.
Of sorts.
Jeremy's A&W franchise.
All right, he's pouring it in there. If you want to watch all this stuff. Oh, we got toilet paper. Hillary toilet paper from to wipe that down. Oh, man, he's two-hand in this thing. He watches a lot of blacked.com.
Don't forget the balls.
Yeah, yeah. Work the undercarriage there. There it is.
There you go.
Eric's been to that show.
Hey.
All right, here we go. Keep it going. You get, he wants more. Oh, he's closing it off. That's enough root beer. He's going to finish it off. All the root beer. Oh man. Yeah, that was a close to a foamy puke. All right.
That was the money shot right there.
Yeah, that would have been great. Hit the hot sauce. Hit the hot sauce hard, my friend.
And that's ghost pepper.
Yeah.
That's right.
Get in there.
I think if you can throw a root beer burp out at the end of the drink, that would be pretty solid as well, if you want to add that in. Oh, the, not a big fan of the hot sauce with the root beer. Now, your karaoke song, Eric Kraft, is the Bloodhound Gang, Foxtrot Uniform Charlie. Oh, geez.
Oh, he's a Blackhawks fan. I picked a click.
All right, here we go. Good luck. This is a dirty song. I don't know if you can sing this. Can he? All right. Good luck. Yeah. Long intro.
Recognize the whoopee stick in the ham wallet. Cattle prod the oyster ditch with the lap rocket. Batter dip the cranny axe in the gut locker.
This is a nice song.
Retrofit the pudding hatch. Right, ooh la la.
Do it as an Indian.
With the boink swatter.
What happened to the
if I knew the loop when I make a point to be straight with you then? In lieu of the innuendo. In the end though, my intent though, I Brazilian wax poetic. So pathetically, I don't wanna beat around the bush.
As an Indian.
Foxtrot.
As an Indian.
Uniform. Charlie. Kilo. Foxtrot.
As an Indian woman.
Uniform. Charlie. Kilo.
Hey, that's an ugly woman. All right, there you go. Eric Kraft and the Bloodhound Gang trying to get that one done. Well done, my friend. Thank you very much.
I had no idea the lyrics
now,
in that song.
Your best pickup line for our ugly girl at the end of the bar.
The Chewette.
Or whatever you're interested in. Got anything for a good pickup
line. What's your name?
Chewita.
Chewita. You want to watch Little Women L.A. and chill?
Yes!
I'd let him get me a handy.
That's pretty good. All right. Thank you, Eric Kraft.
Nice job.
Flip, do you want to leave yet?
No.
Okay, good. I'm glad you're still enjoying it. I just always check in. Always check in with the guests.
I do have to say, and again, I love the song. Never heard it.
Me too.
His Indian accent was worse than the first contestant's Mexican accent.
Gotcha. It was a bad. Well, that's a
little
that
pitchy,
a
little
rough
pitchy.
Contest. Gotcha. Not going to Guadalajara, dog. All right, we're going to take a break here. We got the last two contestants, and then Flip will make his decision because you're the ultimate decider here. You know this.
I'm fine with it.
All right, good. I like that, and I know Flip is a very you're set. You're confident. You have no problem pissing people off. This is a good job.
Because I do that all the time.
That's exactly right. You're constant at it. It's 8:58. The Bar Olympics for the Man Cave Upgrade continue next. Right in the center of our Bar Olympics with our judge, comic hypnotist, Flip Orley, who's at the Tempe Improv tonight, tomorrow, two times, and Sunday. You can go there. And one of the greatest, most unique shows I've ever watched. It's fun every time I've seen it, and you're fantastic.
I just don't know if you know how much I love you.
I don't know. I want to know that, but I'm glad that it's out now.
Can I tell you something about your show real quick?
Sure.
Because I talk about you guys behind your back like all the time from coast to coast.
Thank you.
And so I'm saying it to your face, and you can think that this is all crap, but this is my favorite show in America. You guys are
Flip Orley.
Honestly, and I'm 100% serious.
And so
the best,
you are
the
my
funniest,
favorite.
The most creative, the most fun to be on.
Let me see that.
He's
going
to ask us to marry him
right
in a second. We better be careful. He's starting to like us a little too much. We're going to end up with our names on his dick if we're not careful.
I do need some cover up.
Just put John and Brady on there. That'd be nice. HMS.
Yeah,
that'd be nice. Just put that up there. Her Majesty's Service. HMS, it's the same thing, right? Thank you for doing this, and that's very nice of you to say. Flip Orley is at the Tempe Improv. Please. He's got such great taste. How could you miss his show this weekend? Online, Jill, our sales lady, has been doing a lot of cleaning for no reason. And somebody online noticed as it's being streamed, it says, "Who called mom to clean up the mess?" They've been watching you clean during commercial breaks. Yeah. Are you all right with that?
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Well, thanks. I'm mom now. That's great.
Yeah, sorry. It happens to all of us. think. I don't know. It's not going to happen to me. I'll be all right. All right. Next one up is, oh, hang on a second. Megan Sports is here. Are you here, Megan? Megan's
yep,
right there.
Yep, right there.
Megan is the captain of the dart team. Where do you usually play, Megan?
We rotate between different gay bars downtown, but we are based out of HB.
Wait, are only gay bars play darts now? What
we
kind of darts are we playing?
League.
I'm not
it's
sure.
It's a charity league. Yeah, okay. So it's charity for.
Can I play straight darts?
No, I'm just kidding. It's funny. My team is actually mostly made up of straight dudes, so it's.
But you play at gay bars.
If John and I put together a team, could we play in the league?
Absolutely.
What is the initiation? Do we have to prove we're gay? Or?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you talk about it enough.
So. Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Very true. I have no problem with it. I'm going that direction.
We do a lot
I
of
want
charities,
to.
I want
like,
to also. You double really, your wardrobe. Your see? Income is ridiculous. My friend and I always talk about that. Like, if we were gay, our lives would have been so much easier.
I told you, like, when Stacia said she was leaving me, I walked the boardwalk in Atlantic City for a week, and I kept looking at guys, like, trying to imagine myself spooning. And
yeah. Oh, yeah. It's
and
hard.
I couldn't make
any
it
advice
happen.
For us, Megan?
I mean, you know, if you close your eyes, I guess.
No, all, I mean, I did that too.
I can't do that. The smell
star,
is different.
So I don't
the smell is different.
Whiskers.
No, thank you.
I told you this, I think, but Megan was vacuuming the house once, and I said, why don't you shut that off and come over here and get on this thing? And she just rolled her eyes. And I just know for a fact that there was a guy in the room that loved me. And I said that. And I said, shut that vacuum off, quit working, and get over here, and let's get on it. It would have been, been garbled.
That guy would have come with
pardon
the
me?
Vacuum.
Oh, I see. What? Excuse me?
Well, let's use this in a different manner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There would have been a lot of vacuum use. Anyway, Megan, do you like vacuuming?
Not particularly.
Yeah, nobody
not
does,
that
right?
Kind of girl,
yeah,
right.
Okay, that's all right. Megan Sports, she's a, you're a, play darts at lesbian bars.
HB is
which
HB
bar do you go to? HB Hanratty's a gay
yeah.
bar?
No, it's not a gay bar.
Oh, okay.
That's
say.
A Buckeye
yeah,
bar.
They love everybody. It's cool there.
And no wonder I was blowing that guy. I was at HB Hanratty's for a long time, and I'm like, my God, why don't these guys keep wanting me to blow them? Fun. That was a fun night. All right. Are you ready, Megan?
I am ready.
All right. Have you ever won a championship in the darts? I'm fascinated by it.
Yes, actually.
Okay. By the way, our tarp is so sticky because I was like just told that we didn't clean it last year. We folded it up, put it away.
It's been in the office for a year.
It's the same root
seasoned.
Beer from last year.
It's seasoned. Yeah. It's exactly
did,
right.
Did mom
right.
drop the ball on the tarp?
Well, she's not cleaning it very well. Mom drinks. All right, here we go. It's time now. Megan begins.
The MILF contest.
We what?
Megan wants her in the MILF contest.
You want to see Joel in a MILF contest?
We have a MILF contest. We have a mom, and here you go.
Right? Talk her into it right now. Let's see what you can do.
Yeah.
You're the one who knows how to make this happen. I'm terrible with women.
Chewy, you can hit on Jill.
Yeah, go hit on Jill. Yeah. I want to see it.
Jill, have you ever tried that? Would you like to try? Megan's interested. We'll give you guys
Megan's
a pool table.
Ready to go.
Taken, but it's okay.
All right. Oh, yeah. Is she your type, Megan?
Sure.
Yeah, all right.
Good answer.
Right,
yeah.
Crazy.
That's
very
solid.
All right, spin around, Megan. Let's get you going. Go. It's a bit of a disadvantage for Megan to spin and then play darts because normally I'm guessing she doesn't do that. Most of the time she's just watching guys kiss each other.
She's
and then,
in. Oh, that's
oh, she
good.
Still
she's
spins
oh,
a couple extra.
Bonus spin.
She's
nice.
Extra spins.
There she goes.
She's
captain.
Throw a dart.
She's like prepping.
Oh, okay. She's good at this.
Ooh. Just a one.
A one.
One.
Wow. You're the pro man. Dart player. This is ridiculous. Yeah, well, what if we told you gave all the money to a lesbian cause? That thing would have hit the bullseye. All right, she's getting the A&W root beer poured into her gullet.
Now I wish she'd missed the board.
Oh,
oh,
she's
out.
They got to give her a break. She's not used to this position.
She's back in.
All right, that's enough. Oh, this is disgusting. I can't watch this. All right,
this
Megan.
Is a weird porno.
Yeah. There you go. Oh, there it is. Now she's chugging that hot sauce, though. That stuff.
It's delicious.
Not bad. Nope.
And the, yeah.
No, but now your Megan Sports is, hers is, her karaoke song is Asking Alexandria's Vultures. I don't know if I know this one, but it's a tough song. And done as an Indian. Good luck. I don't know this one.
I don't either.
Neither does she.
Close the curtains, cash me in.
As an Indian.
Cash me outside.
Gather photographs of the devil you let in.
Indian lesbian.
Yeah. Digging deep inside my soul. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
No,
words.
You don't know. When you don't know, you don't know. How about some Mexican?
Where do you turn? Everywhere I look, these vultures burn. And the hot sauce burns the life right out of me.
That ghost is kicking
I run. Oh, lay down and die. Is it time?
She can sing pretty good. All right, nice job. Megan, nice job. That's pretty good. Now hop on over there to Chewy, the last lady standing at HB Hanratty's.
Consuelo.
And yeah, that's what we're going to go ahead and hit on her. I want to see this.
Hey, baby.
Pretty much.
So, hey there.
Oh, give me that look.
You got a mirror in your pants? Because I can see myself in them.
Ooh, yeah. You like lettuce on your tacos?
I love all types of spicy tacos, yes. I'm an oldie but a goodie, but it's all right.
Is Chewy your type?
Are you a talented top or bottom? Or is that only for
men? That's only for dudes. Is that for girls?
I feel like for girls it's both, yeah, top and yeah, bottom. Yeah, you switch it up a bunch.
Mix it up, yeah.
Like rub, never mind.
Is scissor dancing real?
No.
I didn't think so. I've always thought that that's always been a myth.
Made up for straight men, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think so, too.
It was on or South girls Park. That aren't real lesbians.
Yeah, they scissored on South Park, and it was hilarious.
Absolutely. Everything on South Park is real, for real.
Very true.
Just so we're clear.
Is Chewy your type? Have you ever been with a little tiny?
I love the hair.
Yeah?
I mean, about the right size, right?
Yeah, so about waist height.
For me or you.
I mean, the buffet is nose level. Yeah, all right, there you go. Thank you very much. Megan Sports.
Thank you.
Greatest last name.
Excellent job.
Next to Jennifer Crush. Flip, are you impressed yet?
I am, actually.
Yeah. Diversity, that's what we're into. That,
isn't everyone?
I think so. All right, and finally, the guy who just woke up, the fugitive himself, David Jensen. He is here. It's an old joke, but it's good. It's David Jensen. But anyway, David is here, and you're ready to go, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, David.
I got that joke.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Flip. Flip, I knew you'd be here with me. All right, David, start your spinning, and let's get this together. You got to spin, throw the darts, and this
hot
is
spins,
all
hot spins
for our friends over there. At that was like three spins.
I know.
He spun himself into absolutely nothing. He's already dizzy.
Ooh.
A 10.
He got the 10. I don't even know if we're keeping score on that.
No, I actually remember everyone's score.
You do? Very impressive, Flip.
Aircraft got a 20.
All right, here we go. We've got the A&W root beer going on the funnel of beer, but it's root beer, and he's going, man, oh, man. His eyes look just beat. He's just had a rough night.
Oh, my God.
This is just awful. Poor guy. Yeah,
at least he combed his hair. Like,
you know, Union yeah,
he did. He
Hills,
got his hair
83rd.
Done.
I mean, that's...
Yeah, that's a long drive. All right, he's still drinking. He's down to the bottom of the...
Spew on Brady.
All right, there you go.
He's got a sleeper cap.
He closed it off. All right, he finished off a lot of root beer. That's pretty darn good. Now take a shot of the hot stuff. You got a burp in there from the root beer? What was that? He has no burp in him at all. Takes the hot stuff.
This is like a Saturday night for him.
All right, and then karaoke is going to do Bush's Come Down, which we all, I think we know this one. I'm surprised the last contestant didn't do Bush. Oh, what? Okay. That was easy. All right.
Megan,
what were you thinking? All right, here we go. David Jensen, Bush as an Indian, please.
I did it wrong. She cut me right.
No one knows what an Indian is.
The size.
Indian.
Sleep that day, let it fade. Was there to take your place?
I'm a Sean Connery. No,
sorry.
Sean Connery, if you're an Indian.
Well, Mukbar, mostly me, but mostly you.
How about as a Russian?
That was it.
Do you do, stupid Americans, when it all comes down?
Sounds like
this
Indian.
I don't want to come back down from this cloud.
English.
Taking me all this time. I doubt what I need, yeah.
David Bowie.
A lesbian.
I don't want to come back down from this cloud.
That's pretty good.
It's taken me all this time.
All right. That's Brady.
I can't hear anything.
Yeah. Oh, it's not
my dead ear. No.
Oh. Brady's deaf in one ear. You didn't know that?
Yeah, I did not know.
Yeah, just
partially.
All right. So
that makes all the difference.
Right. Good job. Nicely done, David. You got that one first. Now go hit on Chewy. As our final contestant in the Olympics here, the Bar Olympics. You hit on Chewy and we'll be all done with this nonsense. All right, there's Chewy right there. See what you can do.
Hey, baby.
Hey, what's up, girl? Hey, what time is it? Almost 2? All right, he'll do.
Oh, yeah. Man, he got me already.
Hey.
Where's your car at?
Hey, how tall are you? I mean, because I got to know how far, I got to go to bottom out.
Wow.
That is smooth.
David, well played. David, nicely
what
done.
I'd
stop right
man.
There. That's pretty good. David Jensen, everybody, from
how
Glendale.
How much you got in your purse?
That was...
So what, I'm
what is it? 2 you'll do, I think might be my favorite one. All right, Flip, you have a lot of thinking to do. Or do you?
Not as much as you'd think.
Yeah, Flip, you have a clear-cut winner. There are no ties. Because we've got like a system where you've kept it in your mind, of course. All the scoring, correct?
Yeah, actually,
sure. And you've come up with a winner?
There was a 20, I believe, a 9, then there was a 1, and then there was a 10.
Right, and that's just the darts.
And it was in that order.
That's pretty good. Are you a little bit Rain Man-y with that kind of stuff?
Yeah, a little bit.
Are you really?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Although I'm really bad with the names.
I think it probably comes from writing checks to women, right?
Yeah.
It's like, so I know her on Tuesday.
Last name is Sports.
Megan Sports.
Megan Sports.
That's right.
She did a really piss poor job on the funnel.
Yes. Well, come on. We shoved something down her throat and said swallow. I mean, come on. Jennifer Crush was first. Eric Kraft was second. Megan Sports was third, and David Jensen was last. We're going to take a break. Let Flip figure all this out, and then we'll have your winner.
Writing down the scores.
Yeah, he's
got to
tabulate all that he's collecting.
You know, it's so funny because you can say stuff like that, but now that there's a camera and people can actually watch, they know I'm not.
No, it's in your head.
Yeah.
That's why we covered that whole Rain Man thing.
Yeah, mentally it's happening.
Yeah, oh, he's doing a great job. He's been really good. Legal department knows.
I'm actually taking this much more serious than you probably think I should.
I know. If you're taking it serious at all, then you've surpassed my expectations. Flip Orley will tell us the winner of the Man Cave upgrade from our friends at Prestige Billiards next. It's 98.
Big, red, badass.